Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
It's Hot Talk with Jill Tracy.
Always live.
Always local.
Always entertaining and educating South Florida.
Celebrating over 30 years, Hot Talk continues to be the pulse of South Florida. Relevant, engaging, informative. Now, here's your host, Jill Tracy.
Yes, indeed. Welcome. Welcome to another edition of Hot Talk. I am Jill Tracy, along with Miss Missy Bailey. How are you?
That's yay.
Blessed and highly favored. It was Sigmund Freud. You know, I had to go to a shrink, to an actual shrink, to find a good quote for Father's Day. That said, I cannot think of any need in childhood as strong as the need for a father's protection. And I concur. So happy Father's Day for those of you fulfilling that role for your families. I hope it was a great day for you. The rest of you, listen, let me just say this, okay? Because how old am I? Okay? And that is the wound that never heals. For those, and I always tell people, especially men, who, are really trying to be there for my daughter. I'm like, try is a non-thing. You either are or you aren't. And let me just share with you why it's important for you to be there for her. Because you are the role model that she has to learn unconditional love. If she never finds that in you, her father, she will always have problems, A, with men, and B, with the father. It took me 40 years and Yonla Van Zandt to come to that realization. A lot of you all didn't see Starting Over, because I joked that it was a sheer will of my mother that it did not come on that season in Miami. So, I was there for a whole bunch of different other stuff, right? This is a show about six women who move in a house together who are changing their lives for a sundry of reasons. And so my father was not even in the picture anywhere. I wasn't even thinking about it. So one day she says, you know, we haven't talked about your father. And I said, well, because there's nothing to talk about. You know, I have this whole thing going, right? And she said, those words to me, you know, Jill, that when there is a problem with your father, there is a problem in your life with the father. Okay, I don't know where it came from. I swear, I think it came from my toes. But I let out the most violent cry that did not stop for like 3 days. And it was somebody finally letting me release that pain, giving me permission to release the pain of not having my father in my life. And, you know, we worked on it a lot. There were jokes at the time. There was one of those, you know, one of those shows on E! Or whatever where they make fun of reality shows. And I had to do this puppet show. It was a long, you know, it was a long thing. And if you Google it, you'll probably find it, where I'm talking to this sock puppet and he's supposed to be my father. And it was interesting. But anyway, they did find him on the show. It became a part of my story arc. They found him. And then, you know, we had the whole family thing. And I always felt a level of guilt, like it was my fault that my mom and dad were not together. And so, you know, we worked all of that out. And, you know, that my mom confessed that she didn't want him to hurt me the way he hurt her. And so she kept me away from him my entire life. And, well, it wasn't a bad thing. Once I met him and, you know, we spent a Christmas together. And we're at the table and all of his other children don't know about me. And they're younger. So they're like, okay, I'm sorry. Why didn't we know about her? And then he says, at the first Christmas I've ever spent with these people, I knew this day would come. I knew you show up somewhere. And I was like, ooh, look at the time. Yeah, we try. I made the effort. I did the, huh? He did say it like that. He said, you know, I knew this day would come. Yes, you did, your day of reckoning. But, yeah, so Father's Day has always been a little challenging for me, needless to say. But that's why those of you who do have, you know, children in the world someplace, if you didn't see them today, trust me when I tell you, particularly young girls, it is, you know, I have a dear friend here who has, I won't start talking about it because we'll both be in here crying. But has, you can testify to that because you had an amazing relationship with your father. And, you know, and it does. It changes your whole world because you do. You become this, you know, this adult child that's always kind of looking for daddy and not really knowing what unconditional love looks and feels like. So,
well, that's a two double-edged sword.
What?
Because I'm always looking for my daddy. And my dad's like, the man.
And nobody measures up
like,
to him.
It's just really difficult.
Right. Because, really right. No, my grandfather was like that. Nobody, I mean, you know, I have a role model that, and yeah, no. Nobody has quite gotten there yet. But I hope those of you great dads out there had a great day with your children. This was a really difficult week. I don't even really know where to start. One devastating thing after the next. Nine souls lost in a heinous attack of domestic terrorism in the massacre in Charleston. History is repeating itself, but, you know, my question tonight, we're going to talk about it with a really good panel, is are we listening? Are we paying attention? Ethnic cleansing in the Dominican Republic, what this really means for the Haitian residents in the DR, and what will happen now that June 19th has passed. And Waka Flocka is a rapper, but Flocka is becoming an epidemic 10 times worse than crack. Let that sink in. Okay, we didn't think anything would ever be worse than crack. How do these drugs, and this is the question, Missy, and I'm looking forward to talking to Oscar about this. How is it that these drugs find their way to Martin Luther King Boulevard from wherever they are being created? This is what, I mean, you know, they got to go a long way to get there. This Flocka is synthetic. It's like bath salts and shoe glue and bromide and, you know, wire metal meshed down. I mean, it's really, really bad. So we're going to talk. We had Oscar and Colonel Pollock on about 3 weeks ago, and we were able to get to it really, really quickly. But the Oscar's back, and we're going to talk to him about it because that's what I need to know. Crack was the other one. And the largest, Missy, we shared that story yesterday, the largest Medicaid fraud sweep in history, and of course, most of them were discovered right here in South Florida. So much to get to, but first, I want you to say hello to Minister Alvin L. Daniels, Jr., Senior Minister of the Hope Church of Christ in Miami Gardens. He is here, native of Florida, grew up right in Delray Beach with James T. Well, I don't know if you were over there at the same time. He's been very involved in counseling and mentoring children in serious habitual offender programs, which has led him to a really interesting program that you're doing now, the Victorious Boys Symposium. It's had 3-night empowerment workshop that's happening next weekend. How are you?
I'm great, Jim.
We need to get him a little closer to the mic. Talking to the diamond.
Okay.
There you go.
I am great. I feel blessed. Jill.
And highly favored.
And
so you had a wonderful Father's Day. We
I did. Excellent
sharing.
Father's
yeah.
Day. Excellent Father's Day. Started out with a wonderful breakfast.
Mm-hmm.
Almost breakfast in bed. Not quite. I had to walk away from the bed, but it was close.
All right. Close. Not far.
Yeah, not far.
Awesome.
Great day. Thank you for having me, Jim.
Yes, I'm so glad that you came. So now tell me a little bit about the Victorious Boys Symposium.
Okay.
Symposium. Let's talk.
Okay. Well, as you already said, it's a 3-night event. Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday, beginning tomorrow night, 22nd mm-hmm. through the 24th. From 6 p.m. to 9 p.m. It's going to be held at the Florida Memorial University. We're going to be there, and we're going to be touching on some very critical issues as they relate to our young black men, young Latino men. And we're trying to empower them, Jill, to be mm-hmm. better young men, to be more responsible.
Mm-hmm.
And we're going to address three issues specifically. It's going to be fatherlessness.
Oh, well, there you go.
There you go. We've been talking about Father's
right?
Day. Yeah, there's a lot to say about that. And we're going to touch on the criminal justice system, the complications of that. We're also going to talk about violence, the killings and the shooting, black-on-black violence, et cetera, et cetera. And we have a nice assortment of speakers that are going to address some of these issues. They're experts in their particular areas. And hope, trust, pray that it will be a blessing to them. They'll walk away empowered, inspired, and they'll be better because they came.
Yeah, and Mayor Oliver Gilbert will be doing the welcome address, and 100 black men are involved as well.
Absolutely.
And Vitas Healthcare.
Vitas.
Vitas.
Vitas Healthcare. They are partners.
Awesome.
They've been helping us along the way.
That's great. Now, so now, how, did you choose the boys, or is it just open to anyone who wants
it's
to participate?
It's open to any boys ages 11 to 19.
Okay.
And we figured that was a good place to start. And what we're trying to do is mitigate. We're trying to preempt some issues as well. We don't want to wait till they get into trouble. We want to give them some information that will help them stay out of trouble or at least navigate, you know, a very difficult course that they're on right now. And so it is proactive as opposed to reactive. That's what we're trying to do.
Yeah, I think that I had a really interesting interaction with a young man in Publix.
Mm-hmm.
It's been a while now. It's been maybe 6 months or so. And I was in line. I was moved up in line, and I didn't see him to the left of me. And so I kind of, like, moved in front of him, and he almost called me that word.
Wow.
He's like, "Didn't you see me?" And it was, like, so violent and angry that, like, everybody in the space kind of stopped.
Mm-hmm.
And I have never in my life ever been frightened of anyone who looks like me.
Wow.
But I was just terrified. I was horrified.
Yeah.
And I could not shake it.
Wow.
And so, and when I was going home, I was just like, I'm in the car just boohooing. And I'm like, what is this? And it was the way he said, "Didn't you see me?" And it made me really think about so many young black men walking through life, and people don't see them. They don't see them as somebody's brother or father,
right,
or, you know, the responsible men that they're trying to be. They don't see them.
Absolutely.
And it was just like, wow, that is, how do we mend that for them?
Absolutely. Well, you hit on it earlier. Now, you know, fatherlessness has an impact for both females and males. They both need validation, females, and females tend to look for their fathers in other men, oftentimes.
Yeah. And end up dating people who are not available.
Absolutely.
It's just a vicious cycle, yeah.
Absolutely. And end up, in many cases, getting used and abused, looking for love. And for males, it goes another way. It's looking for validation. It results in anger, bitterness, vitriol, and they don't even understand why they're angry.
Right.
And that's why we have to kind of deal with the issue, because they're dealing with an issue that they really don't understand.
Yeah.
And so I think it's our job, it's incumbent upon us to help them to navigate that, help them to heal from the hurt and the brokenness that comes from not having a father. And if I can take it to Bible study for just a moment, and we won't stay at Bible study, we'll come back.
That's all right.
But
it is Sunday.
Ephesians chapter number 6. It says, "Fathers, provoke not your children to wrath, but bring them up in the nurture and admonition of the Lord."
Mm-hmm.
What are you saying? He's saying, really, if you don't bring them up in the nurture and admonition, that's, you know, tenderness, that's validation. You are somebody. I love you.
Mm-hmm.
Admonition is just stern warning. Don't do that again or else. That's discipline.
Right.
If you don't do that, you get the opposite. Anger, bitterness, rage, violence. And so.
And I think that so many, you know, that's the problem with so many young men now. It's, you know, nobody comes out of the womb violent and angry and scared.
Yeah.
You know, it is the life experiences that, and, you know, and the world is just not, hey, look, it's hard to be a sister out here. So it's a whole nother experience being a young black man in America
Absolutely.
Right now.
Absolutely.
If you are one and you would like to call right now and get and find out more information about the Victorious Boys Symposium. You can give us a call at 888-550-9105. And if you'd like to talk to Pastor Daniels as well, you can give us a call. So now it's 3 days. It's this weekend, and it's from 6 to 9. It's not a whole day
event.
No,
it's only an evening event.
Okay.
From 6 to 9 p.m. There'll be a snack served at the end. And there will be a workshop. It'll be a break-off, a general session, and then there'll be a break-off into a specific session that deals with age-appropriate information for middle school, high school boys.
Awesome. So now what put it on your heart to do it?
Well, I tell you what. I got to say God put it on my heart. And oftentimes I watch a whole lot of news. And because I'm a preacher, I like to keep my finger on the pulse of what's going on in the world, in the community. And, Jill, we've been watching these issues play out on a national screen.
Mm-hmm.
And we've seen how, you know, these shootings, the killings, the black-on-black violence, we've seen this on a national scale. But we always are reacting to it. We're marching, we're blogging, we're protesting. But we want to get ahead of it. And my motto is, I would rather light a candle than a Christian dog. And so that's where we are.
Yeah, because a lot of times we don't. Girl, I can't see that. Missy is holding up a sign 20 feet away from me. I don't have my glasses on. Okay. She's telling me to. All you do is twirl that little finger. Twirl, girl, twirl. Okay. a lot of times we react to a situation, and then, you know, once the media goes away, it goes away.
That's
until
the
next one. There was during the Trayvon Martin.
Absolutely.
Moment.
Absolutely.
There was a young man who had a sign that said, justice for, and he left it blank. And he said, and on the side it said, because I will need this again.
Absolutely. Wow.
And, you know,
that's profound. That's profound. And that's so.
And he
true.
Has needed again.
That's so
and, you know, and every time I think about the next one and the next one. Yeah.
Excellent. It's almost as to say that it's not important unless the media says it's important.
Right.
It's got to be important to us.
Right. There's so much more. Will you come back?
I'll come back.
Awesome. We definitely have to have
Thanks
you back. The Victorious Boys Symposium, it is happening this weekend. Well, the 22nd to the 24th. 786-305-8160. And I'll be back. This is Hot Talk. Chill, Tracy, with news you can use. One United Bank presents the unveiling of Thunder and Enlightening, Truth, Racism, Equal Justice, Bigotry, and Love. A mural by Adonis Parker, Saturday, July 11th at 5 p.m. at One United Bank, 3275 Northwest 79th Street in Miami. For more information, you can join them at 305-576-3790 or reach out to Kiana at CircleOfOneMarketing.com.
The world-famous Hot 105 Dollar Bill Game returns Monday, July 6th, every hour from 10 to 5. Log on to Hot105FM.com and download our free Hot 105 app. Now, for your Android or iPhone, get those dollar bills ready, South Florida.
Well, I need the dollar, 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 that's what I need.
About 2 or 3 months ago, I started having money problems. Ever since then, I've had a pretty hard time keeping up with the bills. The worst part is I can't make the house payments. So when the phone started to ring and I knew it was the mortgage people calling, I didn't pick it up. I just couldn't. And the notices were coming in the mail too. Lots of them. Now I may lose my house and I don't know what to do.
If you're facing foreclosure, doing nothing only puts you deeper in the hole. Now's the time to dig yourself out. Call 1-888-995-HOPE today. That's 1-888-995-4673. Because nothing is worse than doing nothing. A public service announcement brought to you by NeighborWorks, the ad council, and this station.
Captain Eric Lawrence was training Afghan soldiers when his truck was hit by an IED. I was on the way from Kandahar to Klot, hit an IED that just took the truck and threw it up in the air and slammed it on the ground. I knew at first that I got hurt pretty bad because I couldn't move my legs. I sat home alone for months, and I didn't want that anymore. I wanted to go back to work. I was hesitant at first, you know, because I didn't work for a good year. I want to be a productive person. I don't want to be a drain on society. I want to be a positive thing in society. PBA helped me write my resume, got me a job interview. I got the job.
Helping veterans like Eric is what we've done for over 65 years. Paralyzed Veterans of America, paving access for veterans' employment through Operation PAVE. For more information, visit PVA.org. A public service message from Paralyzed Veterans of America.
If you're not facing your mortgage issues, this can be the most terrifying sound in the world. It means you've fallen behind. It means hope is dwindling. It means you're another call closer to losing your home to foreclosure. Fortunately, there's hope. If you need real help and guidance, call 1-888-995-HOPE. That's 1-888-995-4673, because nothing is worse than doing nothing. A public service announcement brought to you by NeighborWorks, the ad council, and this station.
My precious baby is talking?
And there's a word I want to talk to you about, beginning with your driving.
My baby is talking in complete sentences?
You waste so much gas with your left foot in your jet weapon starts. I could toss my cookies.
My little boy is backseat driving.
And he's up on the highway, too. Every 10 miles, over 60 miles per hour is like paying 40 cents more a gallon. That's like about 400 balloons for me.
You can count to 400?
401. And your tires? If you keep them properly inflated, you could save even more.
Oh, wait till I tell Daddy.
Dada? He's costing us big time, too, with all that junk in his trunk. How's he gonna pay for my college, my braces, my tattoo?
Don't cry. I'll drive smarter.
That's not the problem. I got junk in my trunk.
Get hundreds of dollars worth of money-saving gas tips and help the environment at the Alliance to Save Energy's website, drivesmarterchallenge.org.
Can that announcer dude change me, please?
I'm gonna end the morning in Miami. Hot 105.
The prison guard lady.
The tailor.
Was having sex with both of the escaped prison guards.
They were tearing it up.
So much so, she said, whatever you need, just don't stop. You need money.
Got
you need,
that.
You need power tools.
Okay, got that.
You need a map.
Got that.
Just, I don't know what they did. I can't get a woman to chip in on the gas.
And we're back Monday morning, 6 to 10 a.m. with the best music information and what's happening in our community.
Hot 105.
To join Hot 105's Hot Talk right now, call 1-888-550-9105.
And we're back on Hot Talk. Thank you so much for joining us. If you would like to join the conversation tonight, give us a call, 888-550-9105. There's so much happening this week, and we're going to do our very best. I have a fantastic panel tonight, and we are going to hit the highlights and the lowlights of the news this week. Just so much happening. And I want to start, though, with... I've really been talking about it in terms of ethnic cleansing. This is the first I really even heard about what was happening in the Dominican Republic, as it pertained to the Haitian residents, and you know they're attempting to purge the Dominican Republic of their Haitian citizens. So I have two dear friends here tonight that are going to you know help us break it down and. Get the real 411 on what's really happening. Attorney Marlon Hill is on the phone. Marlon, are you there?
Buenas noches.
Buenas noches. How are you?
Very good. Thank you, Jill. Thanks for having me.
And in studio, we have a dear, we go way back. I won't even tell you her. Mecca Marcellin, is that your last name, Mecca?
Yeah.
You're introducing that to the county right now. Everybody knows me as Mecca, a.k.a. Grimo.
Grimo, yeah.
Marston, this is a serious issue, so Marston, yeah.
Okay. He's been a musician for, and still is, for many, many years, but has always been a champion of the culture, and is now doing his first book out, Haiti Was Born in Me. And he's working with a GoFundMe account, so you can go to that at Mecca, a.k.a. Grimo, G-R-I-M-O. So how is that coming? How is the GoFundMe? I need to do one because I need a studio.
Oh, you're definitely ready for fun. I like to say that all my supporters in the community, I've already reached my goal.
Awesome.
Anything else is welcomed, but, you know, that'll just make the book fancier. It's my first book, my first publication. And the community rallied behind me because I've been already working with the youth for over 10 years already. So
yeah. So and the name of your youth foundation?
Fapuli.
Yeah.
Do for them.
Love that.
When they can't do for themselves.
For themselves. So Marlon, let's start at the beginning. Now, can you kind of break this down? What is really what's happening in Dominican Republic as it pertains to our Haitian brothers and sisters being removed from the DR?
Well, you know, they're also Dominican brothers and sisters, you know, which is part of the complexity of the problem, right? You know, so basically, you know, with Hispaniola is shared by two countries, right? Haiti and Dominican Republic.
Mm-hmm.
So the listeners may know that, you know, Haiti was the first black republic. They got independence in 1804. And at that time, in the early 1800s, Haiti, through France, controlled the entire Hispaniola. And so the Spanish side as well, because France and Spain were fighting each other. And for a long time, Haiti controlled both sides. And then later on, the Dominican Republic got independence from Spain and controlled itself. But the United States also came into the picture and invaded Haiti, and the U.S. had an occupation of Haiti and the Dominican Republic. So there are lots of interest that the United States has for many, many years in the country. And a lot of people may not know as well that, you know, both sides of the island, you know, Haiti is a little bit more arid, and Dominican Republic has more rain because of the division of the island regards to the mountains. So. Mm-hmm. Haitians, a lot of Haitians went to Dominican Republic to farm the land as migrant workers.
Okay.
And when the dictator, Dominican Republic dictator, his name is, Trujillo, he did not like, Haitians because of their dark complexion skin. And, you know, there was a massacre, in the early 1900s of Haitians along the border. So the conflict between both countries have been long.
It has been there for, okay.
So fast forward many years, what has happened in recent times, the Dominican Republic court in 2013 decided retroactively to 1929 that any person who is a child of Haitian migrants who are undocumented and can't prove their identity, they will be retroactively deported. And then, but for all intents and purposes, they will be rendered stateless. So let's say Jill Tracy, or let's say Jill Dominguez, she was born in Dominican Republic.
Mm-hmm.
But her parents are undocumented. Jill Dominguez, if she can't establish her identity or her papers to regularize herself, she would probably be deported back to Haiti, because even though she doesn't speak Creole, she has no knowledge of Haitian living in Haiti, she could potentially be deported. And there are over 200,000 Dominicans of Haitian descent who are in this plight, and it's shaping up to be quite a humanitarian crisis. President Medina from the Dominican Republic has said that there's a process to regularize yourselves, but Very few Dominicans of Haitian descent can establish this paperwork that they need to regularize themselves.
I was going to say, where do they even begin to do that? So now Mecca, the deadline was supposed to be June 19th, And literally, I have been searching for any news since June 19th, and there's nothing.
I think it was the 17th. Am I right, Mark, Mr. Hill?
Yeah, because Wednesday midnight, but they say they have extended it, the Dominican Republic government said they have extended it for another 30, 45 days. I haven't seen an official word on that.
Right.
Even with that amount of time, though, Jill, less than 10,000 people have been able to regularize themselves. And unfortunately, the real injustice of it is that most of these people who are Dominicans primarily are primarily of Haitian descent, because most of the immigrants in Dominican Republic, Jill, are from Haiti, okay? Most of the migrants, mm-hmm. right? You know, and they have been working the land and making a lot of other people rich under very, very tough, tough living conditions.
Sounds very familiar.
And coincidentally, Jill, most of the people are dark-skinned black people.
This sounds very familiar. Is it, you know, but I'm shocked to see it happening in a Caribbean country. But the more and more, I know the first time that I went to, first time I went to Bahamas, I noticed that, you know, shade over here, my light skin very white, but but I noticed that all of the light skin girls, you know, worked in the hotels, and all the darker skinned girls worked on the beach right near. And as I started to travel the Caribbean more, I was like, well, there really is a color thing happening all over the world. Mm. I mean, you know, in America, my grandmother used to joke, because I like really, I mean, just blue, just black, just, I can't see you at night, brothers. I'm just like, that's just my thing.
You know, our racial history continues to follow us, right? We grieve about Charleston and other incidences across the world, the bottom line is that, you know, colonial history has left an indelible imprint on the cultures of many countries, right? So whether it's the Bahamas, Dominican Republic, Jamaica, Haiti, and other Caribbean countries, Latin American countries, including as well, you know, Cuba, you know, Brazil, you know, black people continue to pay the price for that history, and we're still trying to surmount issues related to that history. So what's going on in the Dominican Republic and how those countries have developed in terms of their politics and their governance and their economies is no different than some of the other challenges that we may even have here in the United States.
Yeah, well, they don't sound very much different. Now, Mecca, you are working on a march to kind of raise awareness locally. Tell us a little bit about that.
So this is happening on, you know, other people have set up different marches all over the place. And so this is happening at the down in Brickell on June 25th from 2 to 5. This is on Thursday, June 25th from 2 to 5. We're going to be marching from the Dominican consulate all the way to the Haitian consulate. It's in the Brickell area. And, you know, just with the show of numbers, just showing the support for the stop of deportation for Dominican Haitians.
Mm-hmm.
We say Dominicans, they're born there. And again, Mr. Hill was saying, going back, they're this 2013 court ruling, 168-13 is going back retroactively all the way to 1929. Now let me tell you something. This is something that people are not talking about, and Mr. Hill probably knows this information also, but every year Republicans put forth a bill to have children from other nations classify with their citizenship of their parents, and people don't know this. So if the Dominican Republic is successful in pulling this off, you know, this can be a model
for everyone.
In Europe, it's already in Europe. That's the way that it is. You know, your parents. You are a citizen
of wherever your parents are from.
Where your parents are from.
Wow.
So now, if that happens here, that means all of us that are, you know, that migrated, our parents have migrated for a better life here, America.
Even if you were born here,
And if you're born here, so now we fall into that same classification, the same court ruling.
Mm-hmm.
So now,
we have now, we're under that deportation status as well. Just imagine that happening 2015 here in America.
Now, look, Hillary's looking better and better every day.
The Dominican Republic is not that far away for this to be done.
Yeah. That's the thing, that it is so close. This is so close to home, and we are so unaware on this side of the water of what's really happening. I just noticed in my conversations, yeah.
We're unaware, you know, but...
And that's a very good point. That's a very good point, Jill, because, you know, some of the listeners may be asking, you know, why should this issue be even be important to me? They're dealing with their issues in Dominican Republic. I have my issues here. I really shouldn't care. The reason why we should care about it is because the United States has very deep economic interests in the Dominican Republic. In fact, we give a lot of subsidies to the cane and sugar industry.
Mm-hmm.
Your money, Jill, my money, Mecca's money, goes into the Dominican Republic and Haiti to help, because these two countries are some of the top trading partners of the United States. There are a lot of jobs that are created right here in South Florida. Maybe some of the listeners right now that are working on things that have to do with trade of things going to the Dominican Republic and Haiti. There are families that are impacted, mm-hmm. Jill, right now, Dominicans of Haitian descent. If a family is unstable, they're stateless, they're in humanitarian crisis, then that family can't necessarily find their families that are here in the United States, because you have Americans who are of Dominican Haitian descent, you have Americans who are Haitian and Dominican descent right here in South Florida, some of the highest numbers in the United States. So those families are our neighbors, our co-workers. There are people that are employees of ours here in South Florida. So it directly impacts us if it's directly impacting them on the island of Hispaniola.
Wow. Well, I thank you for taking some time to kind of break it down for us, Marlon and Mecca. Mecca's going to stay with us. If you want more information about what's happening and how you can get involved, Mecca, you want to give your information again?
FUM.org is the best resource to go there. Marlene Bastien is really spearheading and helping out. There's a lot of different organizations. We're going to be there's a conference call that you can also get the number from at FUM.org. That's FANM.org. And all the information is on there. We'll be meeting with Congresswoman Frederica Wilson about the issue. She's tapping into the issue now. And again, we're meeting and we're rallying because just to get people's attention. An important issue before we leave the issue is that people are asking, why is this issue so important? Why don't the Haitians just go back to Haiti? Well, this is, again, generations and generations of Haitians that are classified as Dominicans because they live there. But again, they don't even speak the language. Now there's now a lot of them are voluntarily leaving because they know they will not get the due process for this paperwork.
So they've
already crossed the border and can't communicate with our brothers and sisters in Haiti. Where are they going to go? You already know Haiti is
Spanish.
That economic situation. We need stability. We still need to sustain stability over there. And so we're talking about 200,000 more coming to a country that's already dealing with economic situations, and they don't speak the language. So now Haiti, how do you think our brothers and sisters in Haiti are, you know, we're talking about hungry people
are going to
welcome them now.
Wow.
You know, now I'm looking at you like you're coming to get my steak.
Right.
And so divide and conquer.
Yeah. Well, you know? Sounds very familiar. Marlon and Mecca, thank you for that. Marlon, you know, you are everywhere and everything. So I hope to have you back. I'm sure I will have you back again very soon. So thank you for joining us.
Asking the listeners to just speak up about this issue, whatever way you can. Write to your congressman, congresswoman. Let them know that this is a violation of international human rights. And we have the power to do what's right.
Awesome. Thank you so much. And that's true. 888-550-9105. You can give us a call here. We can share that information with you because, you know, I think a lot of the issues that we're dealing with in our community is because, you know, unless my house is burning up, it's just not my problem. And I think that I don't really know how we got here. I really just don't know how we got here. I remember everybody having a fit over The Help. Remember when that movie came out? And everybody's like, oh, I'm so tired of seeing black people being maids. I can't stand it. But, you know, when I saw that movie, I really took away the relationship that those women had. There was one scene in particular. It was very small between Octavia Spencer and Viola Davis. And Viola Davis's, you know, boss was making her stay. And Octavia said, well, you know, don't worry. I'll go home. I'll go. I'll take, you know, I'll feed your husband. I'll feed the kids. I'll put everybody down. And, you know, and it just stuck with me because that's what we used to do to, for each other. And we are just so far afield from that. And this is another one of those issues I've had. Missy and I were having conversations over the weekend, talking to people about, well, do you know what's happening in Dominican Republic? Child, I ain't got nothing to do with me. You know, and there's a lot of work that needs to be done here. One of the big things, though, that we have, again, showing up on Martin Luther King Boulevard, all over the world, but starting in Broward County, is this epidemic of FLOCA. And Colonel Pollock is back, and Ozzy, not Oscar, which I was saying in the last the last break, from BSO. Good morning now, gentlemen.
Good morning.
Thank you so much for coming back. So now you're rounding up the end of your FLOCA tour, for lack of a better. But you've been going into communities and really explaining to people what FLOCA is and why it's so dangerous. And when you were here last time, we talked about how this is like, it's almost like crack to the 10th power because it's completely synthetic.
Yes, you're right. But we're not rounding it up. We're really just getting it going.
Oh, really? Okay.
Yes, we're really not rounding it up. I mean, we've been very busy, you know, throughout the county, training law enforcement, you know, medical staff, you know, and we're also working with the Broward County School Board. I've been in law enforcement for a very long time. This is the first time I've seen where everybody has really come together for one common cause. You know, there's no bickering, no power moves, no plays. Everybody is on the same page moving forward.
Do you think it's out of fear of how bad this drug is?
I would say yes, because this drug is really dangerous. We've had over 35 deaths since September of 2014, and it just keeps climbing every week.
Wow. 550-9105. If you have experienced someone on FLOCA, if there's somebody in your family going through this experience, we need to speak to somebody who is in the middle of it. And how it's affecting you and your life and your family's life. Give us a call at 888-550-9105 as we continue to talk about the disease. So now, you're finding it. How is it? I mentioned this at the top. How is it that these drugs find their way in the hood? I mean, they just bypass. It seems they bypass everything else, and they end up.
Well, you know, I have a whole presentation about this.
Not
to go too deep, but back in 97, Trick Daddy said, give me a half a pill and some Zephyr Hill. And he introduced synthetic drugs into our hood. And as a South Florida native, I do say my hood. Mm-hmm. So,
now, you know, Trick is somewhere trying to find a phone.
And coincidentally, me and Trick are from the same hood.
But so. It's true. But you make a point, because that was never, pills and things like that was never something that was part of, you know,
the hood. Community.
Yeah.
No, not at all. There was a song, my mother used to say it all the time, you know, and they would joke about that's what the other people did, was take pills and all that stuff, and, you know.
And it's 100% right. So, you know, like I said, I have a presentation for this, and I introduce it for people to understand, not only adults but children as well, because we're going to all our schools, and just so they could swallow this on how it happened, because that is one of the number one questions. Where did it come from, and why is it in our hood? So I do introduce it like that, and then, you know, not to beat up on the music I listen to, but we had our boy Kanye West and Mercy say he's trading in He's trading Mary from Molly.
Molly.
So another synthetic drug that, again, hits the streets. And after that,
MDA. And Madonna did it, too.
It's not just the rap culture.
Yeah.
I just try to explain how it hit the hood.
How it hit the hood.
Yeah.
Virginia on line one, you have a comment, a question. Welcome to High Talk.
Hi. I'm calling because my sister is on this drug.
Really?
And, she went from being a manager of a company to on the street. And we're at the point where we don't know what to do. We've tried everything. Going, picking her up, taking her home, you know, and she stays for about 2 to 3 days and she leaves. And she told us that she dreams about this drug. She wakes up and thinks about it every day. That's all that's on her mind.
And when she's on it, I mean, is she functioning or is she like what we're seeing on TV? Just like this manic kind of.
Like a zombie.
Really?
She's just skin and bones. That's it. Just like she said, she doesn't eat. All she wants to do is take this drug. That's it.
So now, is she at home with you? I mean, how has it affected your family?
Well, you know, we're a big family, and we've never experienced, like, anything of being homeless and drugs, and
mm-hmm.
she was arrested a few weeks ago, so it's hard on everybody. You know, my mom passed away 2 years ago, so mm-hmm. I'm just thankful that she's not here to see this.
See it. Mm-hmm.
I'm pretty sure this would have put her in the grave.
Wow.
And everybody is, like, we're just at the, we don't know what to do. We cry all the time, we're praying, and we just don't know what to do.
Ozzy, can you offer Virginia any guidance on how they may be able to?
Hi, Virginia. Real quick, if you don't mind sharing, where are you from in South Florida?
Fort Lauderdale. Mm-hmm.
There are a lot of resources coming out, you know, just to learn more about and we could discuss it as well, but to learn more about you and your family, our next presentation's in Tamarack on June 30th. At 6 p.m. We're going across the entire county. We've been to almost every city. We continue the to educate, and we're in Dade and Palm Beach as well. But there is a lot to learn about it, and we're learning as it's a learning curve for all of us, including your family. Unfortunately, drug abuse and drug addiction is something that's not new to South Florida, but.
Yeah. Virginia, stay on the line, and I'm going to make sure you get the phone numbers, and then we're going to bring some more of our panel in and talk about those ramifications on a larger spiritual level as well. This is Hot Talk on Hot 105.
Janet. The incomparable icon, Janet Jackson. Bringing her unbreakable world tour to the Magic City on Sunday, September 20th at the American Airlines Arena. And you know Hot 105 has the most free tickets for you this Wednesday and Thursday with James T. We're giving away your tickets every hour from 10 a.m. till 3 p.m. Every hour. From 10 till 3, win your tickets to see Janet Jackson, the most highly decorated female artist of all time. Tickets on sale Monday, June 22nd at 10 a.m. The legacy continues. Janet Jackson's Unbreakable World Tour, brought to you by Live Nation and the station Janet calls home, Hot 105. Today's R&B hits and oldies. For more info and more chances to win, hot105fm.com. Or download our free Hot 105 app for your Android or iPhone now.
Making it through the month on budget isn't always as simple as it sounds. Sometimes things have a way of popping up. That's why there's AmScot Cash Advance. You can get up to $500 in minutes with no credit checks. AmScot. Some restrictions apply.
If I was in an accident, I'd call Rubenstein Law at 1-800-FL-LEGAL.
Well, what about that attorney referral service with the crash test dummies on their billboards?
Well, that's just it. Only a dummy would call an attorney referral service.
You're right. I'd call Rubenstein Law at 1-800-FL-LEGAL.
Hi. I'm attorney Robert Rubenstein. Don't be a dummy and let some stranger pick an attorney for you. We have offices in Miami, Broward, West Palm Beach, Orlando, and Tampa. I want to be your attorney. Call 1-800-FL-LEGAL. That's 1-800-FL-LEGAL.
Hey, it's Flo, and this is my impression of a beat poet. Name. Name your price. Ah.
a tool, an idea, an inspiration to do more than just say what you want to pay. Oh, no, but to see the options that could fit your budget. Steve, enough bongos.
Find car insurance that fits your budget at Progressive.com.
Makes me want to dance.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, Flo here, and this is my impression of your neighbor who really likes to talk about the weather. Well, spring may not have a loyalty program, but Progressive sure does. And it's free. I know, right? Tell it to Old Man Winter. Enough with the rain already. But you're automatically enrolled when you sign up, so you don't even have to think about it. Not that you can think about anything in this humidity.
Rewarding you from the beginning with Progressive's loyalty program.
It's no polar vortex. I can tell you that much. Where are you going?
Loyalty program available in all states and situations. Cumulative benefits are limited. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company.
Summer's here, so head for the thrills at Busch Gardens Tampa. Visit again and again with an annual pass, starting at just $13 a month with free parking. Visit a participating Wendy's, make it a combo with Coca-Cola, and receive a promo code for a Busch Gardens souvenir cup, free with paid admission. Enter the code from specially marked cups at BuschGardens.com to receive a voucher redeemable at the park. Coca-Cola offer available at participating Wendy's through July 12, 2015. Vouchers must be redeemed by August 31, 2015. Restrictions apply.
Books are the key to unlock a child's imagination and open their eyes to a world of learning. But in some communities, the ratio of books per child is 1 to 300. The Children's Trust encourages you to introduce your children to the power of your nearest library. Make reading a priority and get better acquainted with any one of 49 local library branches in Miami-Dade County. Take advantage of services like the Summer Reading Program, and kids can earn chances to win prizes while they learn. For families with young children, sign up for Storytime or get involved with a book discussion club. You can even go to the library and learn a language. Get your library card today and open a world of possibilities. Remember, increasing access to books helps your child succeed in school. And the best part is that this amazing resource is absolutely free. Visit thechildrenstrust.org to learn how to make reading a priority for your child. Join the Read to Learn campaign, because all children are our children.
Hi, this is Dylan Hart Jr. Take my advice. Celebrate July 4th with your friends, family, and your favorite foods made delicious with the creamy taste of Hellman's. Available now in new squeeze bottles.
This is Jazz.
And this is Jesse from Empire. You're listening to WHQT Coral Gables,
Miami's Hot 105, a Cox Media Group station.
To join Hot 105's Hot Talk right now, call 1-888-550-9105.
Sing it to my friends. We're gonna go round in circles. Then they fly high like a bird up in the sky.
And we're back on Hot Talk. Yes, that's what a lot of people think that they're doing when they're on Vlogger. Flying high like a bird up in the sky, but that's really not. You don't have wings, and when you land, it is not pretty. Welcome back to Hot Talk. We have a panel assembled tonight talking about the hot topics in the news this week. There were many of them. line one, we have Alex. Alex, you have a question? Welcome to Hot Talk.
How you doing? Thank you.
Good, how you doing?
I'm still wondering where is the drug coming from? You know, because I've been hearing a lot about it lately, mm-hmm. but nobody's actually saying who's manufacturing it. You know what I'm saying? I don't think this is being manufactured in communities that it's being sold in.
Right. Yeah. Alex, do you want to address that?
Alex, you are 100% right. It's not manufactured here in the United States. Predominantly, what we're getting here in Broward County is coming from Asia or China. And it's shipped here from overseas. It's a very cheap synthetic drug to make over there. Also, that what's important is that it's not illegal to make in China. The substance is not illegal in China. It's a research substance that people from the United States and UK order, and they ship it here. And only when they ship it here and it gets here does it become illegal.
Well, and go ahead, Alan.
No, I'm saying, so the people who are ordering it from overseas, by the time they get it in their hands, then it's illegal, and then they're distributing it throughout the community.
You are 100% right.
Okay. Well, thank you for the information. That's what I wanted to know.
Anytime.
Thank you, Alex, for calling. Did you have another call, Miss? Hey, line two. Welcome to Hot Talk.
Hello. Hello.
Hey, how are you? Welcome to Hot Talk.
Yourself?
I'm good. Who's this?
Hi, this is Al.
Al?
Yeah.
So, welcome to Hot Talk. What's on your mind?
Yeah, I would like to speak to your guests again regarding this Flocka that's available in the market.
Mm-hmm.
There, I'm involved. Well, I don't take it. Of course, I take care of patients. And this is a deadly drug.
So you're seeing a lot of patients on this drug.
Oh, my God. It's awful what is happening. Especially I've seen the majority of black young youth.
Mm-hmm.
And it's destroying our community.
So when they present to you, is it just like just a manic expression, or is, you know, we see that they like take their clothes off because they get really hot and physically, what is it doing to them when they present to you? Does it raise their heart rate? Are they having strokes? I mean, what is killing people from this drug?
Well, a lot of them, some of the cases we have seen, some have gone into a renal failure, and there are two cases I can recall that two patients died, and these were young guys. One was 27 years old, and the other one, he was about 25 years old.
Mm. Wow. Well, thank you for calling and sharing that. Colonel Pollock, you had a number for Virginia. We lost her on the phone, but Virginia, you're still out there.
Yeah, she can call our hotline. If you anywhere in Broward County, just dial 211. And you can get all the information you know you need about Flocka, the help you need, the drug rehab centers, anything that you need to know.
Yeah.
Any crisis, mental health issues, anything. Just dial 211, and it's a free call 24/7. 24 hours a day, 7 days a week.
So now with the growth of the drug, are you seeing people in these communities coming out to get the word and share the word with?
Yes, they are.
Mm-hmm.
We are having large turnouts, you know, wherever we have been going. And people are really interested because what we're trying to do is, again, educate.
Yeah.
It's all about the education and awareness.
Well, we want to bring in the rest of our panel. One is my homeboy by way of Michigan, Reverend Norman Freeman, Jr. He heeded God's call to the ministry in 1993 and prepared himself for ministry, earning a Master of Divinity while in seminary. He was the Associated Minister of Economic Development.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.